I wouldn't say I have Dobin.
No.
It could be Dive. Some of them have two, you know.
Well, it depends on what you want to do. There's two things here. One is history and the other is usage. No one, apparently Dove is past tense is something that was invented in America. It didn't exist.
It doesn't.
It didn't exist in British English before...
Dove didn't?
Before the 17th century.
Oh.
But the funny thing is, what we're finding is that generally at the higher cultural levels, we're finding Dove very consistently. And Dived at the other end, the less cultivated informants will give us Dived. It's sort of a funny thing that's going on. It's, you know, when you take Dove as past tense, obviously you're taking something like write, wrote, using it as an analogy, and just say Dived Dove, very common. And it happens all the time. But it's interesting that people are, it's interesting the way it's patterning out. This seems pretty clear. Probably I shouldn't have said anything about that.
Well, common use?
Yeah. It raises questions, you know, it's one of those things where the doctrine of correctness is, it's questionable, because ultimately the question is, or the answer is, what does everybody regard as correct? It's not...
Well, there's been that criticism in the past that these experts, or those that were an authority on grammar, didn't always agree either.
Oh, no. Historically, grammarians have been incredibly disagreeable, yeah. And they've disagreed with each other. But a bunch of these words are like that. If you go back far enough, I guess one of the ones that usually is picked up is prove. Proven as a past participle. That is, but I guess another one is show, things like that. But it's, you know, it works both ways.
It reminds me when I was teaching the 7th, 8th graders in here, I was giving them a test, and I had given them some verbs to give the principal parts to, you know, and one boy that just couldn't learn at all. For drink, he gave the principal parts, drink water, water, water. And let's see, what was another one? Oh, they were ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of virtue to that sort of teaching, I think. We run into a lot of stuff.
And with eat, instead of eat, ate, eaten, eat, bread, or something like that.
That's another question, because of course one thing we look for there is et. Again, one reason I didn't press for these forms, I didn't expect to find, you know, you saying et or anything like that. But of course in British English, et is the prestigious form. Eight would be sort of barbaric. So it's real funny the way this works. One lands and another.
Well, kind of.